And obviously, another way indirectly to look at it will be a toxicity, to make sure that our toxicity numbers are similar to other trials of capecitabine as far as distribution of hand-foot syndrome, diarrhea, other potential toxicity.
So you don't have any of that toxicity data yet?
Well, we have it, but it's still data we haven't released. And that's going to be of great interest. Plus, we've got at least 20 forms we have developed that look at comorbidity detailed. We look at your functional status. We look at activities of daily living. Can you bathe yourself? Are you able to get around the house? Can you use the telephone? Things that are very important, especially in older patients. We have a lot of questions on perceptions of care. It's a wonderfully rich database. I'm hoping to have a trial that will come close to the record for publications over a 10-year period because of the richness of the database.
I'm sorry you're not doing the same study in younger people.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these questions we don't know the answers to in general.
Right. And I should add another thing that'll be very helpful that may help us sort it out in younger people is Lynn Dressler has a companion protocol. So we have the blocks now, I believe, on 480 of the 600 women. And we are going to look at genetic predictors, for instance, of capecitabine effect, like thymidine phosphorylase, like DPD, and other enzymes involved in fluorouracil metabolism and capecitabine activation. It's going to be incredible. And then we're amending this to look at other genes and things that may be of interest as well. So we are going to have the paraffin-embedded tissues of about 500 women on these different regimens. It's going to give us an incredible amount of correlative data.
Yeah, that's going to be fascinating. But I think the side effects and toxicity is going to be fascinating, too, because I'm really curious what you're going to see with the AC and the CMF.
Yeah.
I think it maybe is going to be more than what people expect.
Yeah. My bias from taking all the adverse event reports, which we pay great attention to, is that oral CMF, there is a lot of toxicity associated. There have been some studies, the Crivellari and colleagues in Europe, as part of the, I believe, International Breast Cancer Study Group study, used three cycles of CMF. And it's interesting, they didn't report any grade 4 toxicity, but they reported a lot of grade 3 toxicity. We're going to have grade 4 toxicity, there's no question.
Which specifically?
With CMF.
What types?
Myelosuppression, which can be rather substantial. You get to around day 8 in a lot of these patients. And probably some nausea, vomiting, and other things is my bias. We wouldn't code them in the SAEs that I've seen. But we periodically have put the toxicity in our reports. And I think we're going to get a very broad view of the tolerability, not only of the CMF, but the AC.